Elizabeth Warren blames 40-year high inflation on Putin, coronavirus, and corporate monopolies. By Hannah Blow on July 13, 2022. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, attempted to deflect any responsibility for Wednesday's devastating inflation report, blaming the over 40-year high on Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as supply chain issues connected to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and corporate monopolies rather than poor economic policies embraced by Democrats, who have total control in Washington, D.C. An energy shock from Putin's war, supply chains still reeling from a pandemic, and corporate monopolies raising prices are all driving inflation, the far-left Democrat said following the report that saw the annual inflation rate rising to 9.1%. I'm deeply concerned that the Fed is ill-equipped to respond and rate hikes could cause a recession. Congress needs to step up, too, Warren continued, urging Congress to take action by making billionaire corporations pay a minimum in taxes, invest in affordable child care, and empower Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices. We must use every tool to lower costs for working families, she said, failing to mention that Democrats have complete control in Washington, D.C. She also made no mention of the Biden administration's dismantling of American energy independence or bad fiscal policy, borrowing and printing exorbitant amounts of money. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, is among those who has already addressed the Democrats' spin. The Biden admin and Democrats are going to try to come up with a new ridiculous lie to spin these inflation numbers. They've already tried. Inflation is not happening. It's transitory, it's a high-class problem, it's a good thing. And it's Putin's fault, Cruz said, adding, nobody's buying their spin. While Americans identify inflation as one of the top issues on their mind as they head into the midterm elections, polls also show that just 11% of Americans blame Russian President Vladimir Putin for high energy prices, which are now up 41.6%, according to the report.